Hi, welcome to Bookie. Today we will unlock the book switch, how to change things when change is hard with you. Change is nothing new to us. For example, we may want to change our overweight body through physical exercise, build up good social relations through positive communication, or improve our knowledge structure through study. Everyone has dreamed of making changes. But when it comes down to it, we often have no idea where to begin. We keep ourselves busy, spend plenty of time and energy, but fail to make any real change. Things may even get worse. We then lose heart and feel like giving up. So, what on earth are the factors that influence change? What are the ways to realize change? This bookie will answer these questions. This book was co-authored by Chip Heath and Dan Heath, American International Psychological best-selling writers. Chip Heath is a professor in organizational behavior at Stanford Graduate School of Business. Dan Heath is a senior researcher at Duke University's Center for the Advancement of Social Entrepreneurship and a co-founder of a college textbook publishing firm called ThinkWell. They also wrote the critically acclaimed books Made to Stick and Decisive. The book switch introduces a psychological model called the elephant and the rider. The rider stands for the rational mind who has a long-term view and loves contemplating and analyzing all kinds of issues. The elephant represents the emotional mind who always follows its feeling and acts on its emotions. The path refers to the surrounding environment. Through vivid and interesting cases, this book illustrates how to change things when change is hard, using the following three aspects. 1. Let the rational rider find the direction of change. 2. Let the emotional elephant find the feeling of change. 3. Shape the environment of change. We'll go through them one by one. In our daily life, the rider is a great thinker, an analyzer, and a plan maker. When it comes to change, the rider will contemplate on the upcoming problems and difficulties until he feels worried, and regards change as extremely difficult. In the end, nothing has been done. All plans remain plans. There are three tips to free the rider from such a plight. The first tip is to help the rider find the bright spots. This refers to the rider finding examples of successful change, and exploring the internal cause of the success. The rider can draw on this previous experience to make change easier. For instance, Jerry Sternin was working for Save the Children, an international charity organization, and had been asked to solve the malnutrition problem of the local kids in Vietnam. Many factors caused the malnutrition, such as poor sanitation, universal poverty, lack of clean water, and rural people's ignorance about nutrition. Since every factor was tough, it was impossible to change them all within a short period. So, where to start? By doing research in the village, Jerry Sternin found that some kids were taller than others, even though they all came from poor families. He thus talked to the mothers. They told him that they were feeding their kids four times a day. Eating smaller meals more frequently was good for the kids to get nutrition. They had also mixed tiny crabs, shrimp, and sweet potato greens into the kids' rice. Though a bit different from the locals' living habits, it solved the malnutrition problem. Sternin then recommended this method to other families. Since it was a native solution, it was soon well accepted. Through finding the bright spots within the village and spreading the experience, 6 months after Sternin had come to the Vietnamese village, 65% of the local kids were better nourished. Hence, in order to change, we first need to find the bright spots. They will enable us to see hope, increase our confidence, and make change more efficient. As we mentioned before, the rider tends to overanalyze and overthink things, but eventually makes no progress and wastes his energy. What looks like resistance is actually a lack of clarity. Now it's high time to turn to the second tip, script the critical moves. Another example in the book follows a study of 110 parents who had abused their kids. The results showed that 73% of the parents had once beaten their kids, and 20% had engaged in violent assaults, causing broken bones or severe injuries. Despite the striking numbers, those violent parents claimed that their kids were so naughty and rebellious that violence was the only way they could get their kids to obey. In this case, how can we stop the parents' violent behaviors? The Funderburks team adopted the parent-child interaction therapy, which required the parents to play with the kids for 5 minutes every day. This was a child-directed interaction. The parents were instructed to accompany their kids and were forbidden to lecture, command, criticize, or even ask any questions. What's more, the parents should praise the kids for some of their behaviors and make them feel they were valued. 3 years later, only 20% of the abusive parents continued their behaviors. Albeit not perfect, it was a great outcome in general. When we script the critical moves, the rider can be clear about each step and how to avoid deviation. Clarity dissolves resistance and makes him more likely to adopt lasting changes. Since the rider is a great thinker, he tends to make an in-depth analysis of which path to take, or if he should move on before making up his mind. By doing so, the rider often gets a sense of achievement but is also likely to get lost. To solve this problem, we can make an attractive goal and direct him to the destination. Here comes the third tip, providing a destination postcard. Basically, it means to provide a vivid picture of the short-term future that shows what could be possible, and aims to motivate him through setting a goal. Here's an example. Crystal Jones was assigned to teach the first grade class at an elementary school in Atlanta, Georgia. She was worried about the students' academic abilities, as no one was really at the level they needed to be for first grade. In spite of that, Jones didn't give up, but tried to encourage the kids. At the beginning of the school year, she announced a goal for her class that she knew would captivate every student: "You're going to be third graders by the end of this school year." Of course, it was in the sense that they would reach the level of third grade reading skills. This goal successfully motivated the kids. Besides this, Jones also told them to call each other scholars and developed detailed tests that resemble a game. When a student managed to pass the test, he or she could go for a higher grade. At the end of the school year, 90% of the students were reading at or above a third grade level. Such a great outcome was achieved largely because Jones provided the writers, namely the kids, an attractive destination postcard, showing that they would finally become third graders. In this way, she succeeded in motivating every student by vividly demonstrating the result of change. That's the end of part 1. The writer is a great thinker but a poor doer. Through finding the bright spots, scripting the critical moves, and pointing to the destination, we can motivate the rational writer. These strategies will help him escape from the cycle of endless thinking and get him ready for change. They also enable the writer to control the elephant, which we will discuss in the next part.